Astara is the project name, the OpenStack project name. Akanda is the commercial entity behind it, and we are the largest contributor to Astara. The project Astara is a virtual sort of a software defined networking platform that was spun out of DreamHost about 2 years ago.
Okay, and what's you said a software defined networking? Can you describe what that is?
Yeah, so you can look at sort of the progression of software defined networking. I mean, this is sort of the last big pillar in sort of in enterprise IT, where obviously VMware started the whole virtualization trend about 10-12 years ago with virtualizing servers, and then 5 years ago came virtualizing storage, and now it's the time for virtualizing networks, right? So this is sort of the way of instantiating networks, setting up routers, firewalls, VPNs, and so forth, all sort of defined in software.
Okay, so at what point? I mean, if I've just got five hosts five virtual hosts in some sort of cluster, does this start to be useful, or is there a certain scale where I have to start worrying about this kind of stuff?
Yeah, there's probably a scale, right? I mean, this as it spun out of DreamHost and their Dream Compute public cloud, and I would say once you probably reach 24 tenants or so, it's probably time to take a look at this. Obviously, we're in production daily with thousands of tenants and tens of thousands of virtual machines. So it's running on a fairly large scale. But at some point, if you're running a very small cluster, it's probably not worth it. But I would say probably 24 tenants, it starts sort of making sense.
Okay, and is this like a bolt-on on top of OpenStack, or is it something that's running inside OpenStack? Or I'm not sure how the relationship yet.
Well, this is we're obviously an OpenStack project, and we are leveraging Neutron highly. So we're using all the APIs both Neutron and Nova very extensively, and we are replacing some of the ways Neutron are doing things, such as some of the advanced services and the way that's configured. So in many ways, Astara was built to simplify the OpenStack networking. As you may know, it is now the most active project of all official OpenStack projects. And
okay,
there's really sort of like a big push towards making it carrier grade, enterprise grade, and while doing so, also simplifying it.
Well, okay. So I don't know anything about Neutron. What is that?
Well, Neutron is basically the sort of the network engine or the network API of OpenStack, right? So that's basically driving the entire networking stack.
And that. Again, I'm still pretty lost here. I know almost nothing about OpenStack or Neutron. I'm actually being a good proxy for about half of our audience right now. That's why I'm asking these kinds of questions. So
right.
I use that API to what? Set up IP addresses and open up ports?
Oh, yeah, right. So, yeah, sure. So, I mean, Neutron is sort of connecting to the physical network, right? So it's providing you a layer two in sort of network lingo, which is the physical network, and then providing an API for higher level services such as routing, firewall, VPN, load balancing, so on and so forth.
Okay, I'm just getting. Is there a more general way you can, but probably not. You're using a lot of terms like VPN and load balancing.
Sure,
and stuff.
those are all the VPN, firewall, and load balancing are all sort of like the higher level services that that you would need in a sort of a large scale networking infrastructure. But it really all comes down to sort of the basic what's called layer two. Which is sort of the fundamental network layer, right? It's basically the interconnectivity of hosts and virtual machines on them.
So I'd have, I want to make it a little more practical here. So I'd have maybe a bunch of front-end web servers, maybe a bunch of databases, and they all have to know how to find each other, especially if you start doing scaling where they got to roll up, roll back. And Neutron or now Astara would be something that would... as it spins up machines, tell each of them where their peers are?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So we're not actually, just to make that clear, we're not replacing Neutron in any way.
Okay.
We're basically adding onto Neutron and simplifying a bunch of the higher level services there.
And is Astara like a GUI? Is it an API? How do I interact with it as a network admin?
Well, as a network admin, you know, your preferred way of interacting is CLI, right? And so yep. all commands are CLI or API based. We did provide a UI to Astara and to our, you know, management platform. You know, in OpenStack Horizon, which is the UI in OpenStack, but that's really more for visualization than anything else. You know, at a larger scale deployment, you will always use CLI, of course.